Welcome to Section 3B, Brainstorm Your Niches. So first I want to talk a little bit about how to brainstorm. By the way, this information, these skills can be applied to anything that you want to brainstorm. Perhaps you might want to brainstorm titles for songs or titles for your album. You could brainstorm ways to market. You could brainstorm really anything that you want to do in your business, in your life, and the way that I'm about to show you how to brainstorm can be used anywhere. So first, when you are brainstorming, go for a number that feels ridiculous. I mean completely, absurdly ridiculous. You know, if you think you can come up with 5 ideas, go for 500. What happens is that when you get through all the obvious stuff and you keep pushing and you allow really silly, ridiculous ideas to come up, that's when you start to really get creative. That's when your brain starts supplying innovative, out-of-the-box ideas. See, you have to remember, you're not committing to anything. Don't filter your answers. Anything and everything, the most ridiculous, the most absurd, goes down on your list. In fact, I encourage you to get ridiculous and silly in your ideas. Put down the obvious, then put down the ridiculous, then get completely silly, and then come back to what could actually be useful stuff, right? What starts to happen is when your brain realizes that it's got permission to think of anything, it actually starts being creative in its thinking. So get ridiculous, get silly, write them all down. Don't filter out anything. Even if it's something you would never in a million years do, write it down. It's okay. No one else is going to see this list, okay? On the page for this chapter, you're going to see a brainstorming question list. You're going to download that list and open it in Microsoft Word and use that to do your brainstorming. I recommend that you stick with one question for at least 10 minutes, meaning you could have pages and pages and pages of ideas for each question, and that's what you want. The more the merrier. That's brainstorming. You want to push through feeling like you can't think of anything else at least twice before you move on to a new question. Okay, so you're going to write and you're going to write and you're going to write. You're going to feel like, oh God, I'm repeating myself. And by the way, that's okay too. Feel free to repeat stuff. I'm repeating myself. I can't think of anything new. I've already been ridiculous. Oh wait, there's another idea. And there's another idea. And there's another idea. Okay, so you want to push through that feeling like, oh, there's just no way you could come up with anything else at least twice before you stop and move on to the next question. You're going to be specifically brainstorming your possible niches. What are all the possible groups that could be your target market, the first niche that you're going to develop for your multiple streams of music income business? So the first thing you want to do is download the brainstorming question handout. In fact, I recommend that you do that now. Don't move on to the next step in this chapter until you've done this process. Let me give you some directions on how to do this process, and then I'm going to send you off to go do it. Don't move on until you've done it. Here's the bottom line. This system will work if you work it. Okay, this is not a reading or video watching exercise. This is an exercise that will lead you to a multiple streams of music income, but only if you actually work the process. So don't move on until you've done this, okay? Set aside at least an hour of uninterrupted time for this process. I like to do this kind of stuff on an airplane, personally, because I find I don't really want to be talking to the person next to me, so I can really focus. It gives me a good excuse not to be talking to the person next to me. And you're kind of a captive audience there for several hours usually. So I like doing this kind of work when I'm on an airplane. But wherever you set up to do it, set aside at least an hour of uninterrupted time for this process. Then once you've done it once, once you've gone through all the questions and brainstormed each one of them intensely, set it aside for a couple days and then come back and brainstorm one more session for each question, okay? Because what happens in your brain is that your brain continues to work on these things. Even after you've left, it keeps chewing on the question. So then when you come back to it a couple days later, you will find that you have new answers. You may find an hour later you're remembering, oh, but there's Cousin Teddy and they belong to this group. I should put that one down. Okay, so you might be coming back to it several times, but definitely let it sit and then come back to it before you say, okay, I'm done with this process. I'm ready to move on. Now, if you prefer to brainstorm by hand, and a lot of people do, a lot of people like the tactile sensation. Once you're done, you do want to transfer this into a Microsoft Word or Excel document because you'll be using this list. And you'll be using this list over and over again because, like I said, in the first section of this chapter, this is just your first niche, right? You're going to be brainstorming and creating new niches throughout your career as you expand your audience. All right, now go off and brainstorm your niche.